proverb, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step," captures one of the most important truths about achievement. The biggest outcomes are built through small beginnings. Almost every meaningful goal, building a business, earning a degree, changing a habit, repairing a relationship, becoming healthier, writing a book, learning a skill, can feel overwhelming when viewed as a whole. The finish line looks far away. The distance is intimidating. And because the task feels so large, many people never start at all. The proverb reminds us that progress is not created by imagining the entire path. It is created by taking the first step, then the next, and then another after that. Large goals appear daunting because the mind tends to measure them in one enormous chunk. Instead of thinking, "What can I do today?" we think, "How will I ever do all of this?" That kind of thinking triggers anxiety and paralysis. We overestimate how difficult the journey is and underestimate how powerful small actions can become when they are repeated consistently. The 1,000 miles becomes a symbol of everything we fear: effort, uncertainty, failure, and time. But the single step is manageable. It brings the journey down to something human-sized. The first step matters because it breaks the spell of inertia. Before we begin, progress exists only in imagination. The moment we take action, we enter reality. We create momentum. Even if the step is small, sending one email, writing one paragraph, going for one walk, making one phone call, it changes our identity. We stop being someone who wants to and become someone who is doing. That shift is not just practical, it is psychological. It creates hope. It proves to the brain that change is possible. However, the proverb is not only about starting, it is also about continuing. A 1,000-mile journey is not completed through one heroic burst of effort. It is completed by consistency, putting one foot in front of the other day after day. In real life, success is rarely dramatic. It is often quiet, repetitive, and sometimes boring. The person who reaches the destination is not necessarily the most talented or the most motivated. Often it is the person who simply keeps moving, even when they don't feel like it. Consistent action beats occasional intensity. This idea is especially important because many people wait for motivation before they move. They assume they must feel inspired, confident, or certain before acting. But motivation is unreliable. It rises and falls. If your progress depends on motivation, your journey will stop whenever emotions shift. Discipline and consistency are what keep the feet moving when the heart is tired. And ironically, action often produces motivation. Momentum creates energy. The more you do, the easier it becomes to keep doing. The journey of achievement is also rarely a straight line. Some days you make strong progress, other days you stumble. You might take 2 steps forward and 1 step back. You might lose time, make mistakes, or have to change course entirely. But as long as you keep moving, you are still on the journey. Quitting is the only true failure. Every step, even the imperfect ones, teaches something valuable. It strengthens capacity. It builds resilience. It turns the daunting goal into an accumulation of manageable moments. Ultimately, the proverb is a reminder that greatness is built through ordinary obedience to small actions. You don't have to know every detail of how the 1,000 miles will unfold. You don't have to feel ready for every obstacle. You simply have to begin, then return to the basics. One step, then the next. Over time, consistency becomes progress. Progress becomes confidence. And one day, what once felt impossible becomes something you look back on and realize you walked there, one foot in front of the other.